Welcome back to Good Film Hunting. My name is Jack. I'm the host of the show where we talk about movies, TV, comic books, and all things pop culture related. I am deliriously tired right now. However, I have my co-hosts Nate and Jack C with me, and we're going to talk about one of Jack C's favorite movies this week. Our movie of the week, our first movie of the week that's really divisive. I watched this film for the first time yesterday morning at like 6 a.m. before work.
Hell yeah.
And I loved it. And Nate loves this movie.
Yes, and comfort movie.
Jack said this is the
one of the worst movies
ever made. So
I say we let Jack C start, because then it will just be me and Jack gushing about the movie. So Jack C, please, if your lawyer is present, you may come to the witness stand.
Well, all right. So I got to start with, like, you know, watching this. Okay, so the first time I watched this was in high school. I would say like senior year. And that was because I got it for free from where I worked. And I'm glad that I didn't pay for it, because I probably would have been pissed off.
Oh my God.
It's just, it gives me the same vibes that Star Trek The Motion Picture gives me, where the story is fun. Oh my God, if you like Star Trek The Motion Picture.
I'm gonna fight. All right.
It's just, it feels like some scenes are just so, I understand that it's because this is, you know, supposed to be like ahead of its time filmmaking in terms of like the mini scale figures and stuff like that. But, you know, The Dark Knight used mini scale figs too, but the scenes weren't long and drawn out and boring like Blade Runner is. Like, it's just,
you're not making a convincing argument for why it's one of the worst movies
ever made.
What about that plot, man? What about
because
that bad
some
plot?
Of it is boring sometimes.
Okay, on. It's not just that it's boring. It's
I don't think it's boring. It's slow paced.
It's slow. Mm-hmm. The story is just, I feel like it goes dystopian, but then it doesn't fill in enough. It's not memorable.
Because you watched it in 12th grade once.
All those moments will be, how old about?
Yeah.
What?
I can understand why the plot would not be memorable. Like, sometimes I forget characters' names, or I forget specifics. I'm like, why did he go to the strip club with the spider lady or the snake lady?
I think this is just like me for real. This is just like a matter of like, I don't know, because I can think of a movie 10 years ago. I mean, fucking Mr. McGorium's Wonder Emporium. I can remember scenes from that, but I can't remember scenes from Blade Runner. And I've seen that like
that twice might be a personal problem.
No, I think that's one of the issues I have. It's just like, it just doesn't grasp my attention. I mean, maybe. At the end of the day, everyone's movie opinions.
Yeah, it's subjective.
I wanted to know
if there was like a specific, like, you hated the decision that this, or you, like, just the look of the movie.
It just doesn't, surfer at the bottom.
It didn't. At the end of the day, it just wasn't fun or anything to me.
It's definitely not a fun movie.
It felt the same. It felt like Fan Four Stick and Star Trek. Hold on. Hear me out before you start judging me.
Okay.
It felt like Fan Four Stick and Star Trek The Motion Picture had a baby, where Star Trek The Motion Picture has like these long drawn out scenes that I want to hit my head into a wall through.
Wow.
And Fan Four Stick has a plot that I don't remember.
Okay.
And then I go back to rewatch, and then I'm like, oh, now I know why I didn't remember it. That's where, like, that is.
That's
why
valid about the plot, because the plot of this movie is just sort of like a framework to let the characters do things. There isn't really much of a plot. Like, these, you know, replicants are back and they need to be caught, and that's kind of it. And they're trying to find or get justice, but there really isn't justice because they're about to die anyways. Kind of just a depressing movie where depressing things happen.
Yeah, but it's like justice of human life, right?
Yes.
And that's the whole point.
It's a philosophical debate.
I think it's disrespectful. I think it's disrespectful to compare it to Fanforestick because Fanforestick has no soul and has no...
Well, there's no artistic value. It's
yeah, okay. This
movie's all artistic.
I mean, which I get, and I mean, I'm still gonna give it another shot.
Yeah,
I did fall asleep the other night, and I was tired, so I'm still gonna give it another shot. But what I had seen before I had fallen asleep was still like the opening sequence on 2019, and like panning into the corporation's building in the center. That is almost exactly how Star Trek the Motion Picture feels whenever the Enterprise is taking 20 minutes of the film time to fly into.
I was so excited to watch Star Trek the Motion Picture then. You have no, like, the opening scene, the Blade Runner, is one of my favorite opening scenes of any movie ever.
No, if you tell
the music, okay, the fire, the slow, like, that's some of the eyeball reflection.
Well, like, doing some of it, like, if it was half as long as it was, then I feel like I would have enjoyed it a lot more. It's just whenever a scene drags on more than my desire to follow it, then it just pulls me out of it. It's kind of like the Rome scene in Fast and Furious. Like, oh, I love the Fast and Furious movies, and I'll say the same thing about that. I loved that scene, but I did feel it was too long.
Interesting.
So it started to pull me out.
Agree with you mean in general, but not specifically that Blade Runner for some reason. I don't know. But like Once Upon a Time in the West, I don't know if you've seen that. It's a Sergio Leone movie. A lot of people say it's like one of the best Westerns of all time. I think it's really good, but I don't think it's one of the best. But there are so many really long scenes that like test your patience of like sweat slowly dripping down someone's forehead, and then just like a chair lightly creaking against and like that got to me sometimes.
Blade Runner
is just so cozy.
Honestly, if you have time to watch the first Star Trek movie tonight, I would really like to see.
I can't watch it tonight, but I'll watch it tomorrow.
What your thoughts are on that? Because I think
I'll go in honest.
Because if you like Blade Runner, you might like that, but also I don't want to see if maybe it's like the way.
It could be just a taste thing.
Yeah,
like just if it is. Because 2001, a lot of people, my fellow animation student people, hate it. It's like become a new thing where I am the defender, and a lot of people tell me it's garbage. But I think it's one of I think most people think it's one of the best movies ever made.
And this isn't coming at Jack, by the way, but it's like the Subway Surfer joke we make in our group chat, where it's like you have to put Subway Surfer at the bottom to entertain and keep people.
Mindset.
Sometimes
you have to say like I'm sitting down for a long movie.
Well, see, I can sit through movies with long scenes that are drawn out, and it still keep my attention. I mean, Interstellar has a lot of scenes that are very slow paced, and you've got to follow. I mean, Inception has a lot of, you know, build up type scenes. It's just the execution doesn't feel like it was worth sitting through 5 minutes for.
Interesting. If you do watch Blade Runner and you don't like it, I would still give 2049 a chance, just because I think you would like that more, because that doesn't have any of that stuff, which is the one thing that I think that 2049 is missing.
I've heard that I've heard that 2049 does feel like a Christopher Nolan type, like a Christopher Nolan take on Blade Runner. So what's weird is I don't like Blade Runner, but I am excited to watch Blade Runner 2049.
It's a completely different movie.
So
it's
weird. I could see myself liking it. I like
the Wrath of Khan to the Star Trek the Motion Picture.
I feel like you need to have the space to think about like
the movie's a meditation.
It's because the whole point is you're believing, these replicants just need to be killed. And then once it starts to sit with you that, oh my God, like some of these replicants don't even know they're replicants.
Nope.
why is their value in their death value?
They're made as slaves and they don't even know they're going to die.
It's the whole Jesus Christ, nightmares of Roy chasing me yelling.
Yeah.
But it's the whole
sticking his hand through the wall, breaking his fingers.
He's not even trying to kill Decker. He's just like he's seeing what it's like to live in fear. And the whole second part of that movie is at least after he has his hookup with Rachel, which by the way is basically a sexual assault scene. But
I know. Well, that's also because it's a noir, and Deckard's not even really a good person.
Yeah,
he's just sort of a piece of shit. But he kind of gets a happy ending, but does he really? I don't know. But yeah, that seems weird. But it also kind of feeds into like the autonomy of the replicants. Like, do they make choices? Are they real people? Like, I don't know. It's an interesting scene.
The point is, after they hook up, is when you start. The scenes are still long, but you're starting to you have to sit with, okay, this is just an investigation, and then it's, oh my God, what is morally right? What is morally death? Is it ever morally okay to end a life? And you have to kind of sit and feel that emotion just as much as the one before, which is why I like it drawn out. And also, like, that's tasting too. I enjoy like Zodiac. I enjoy sitting and watching and like really thinking about the motives, because that's freaking art, dude. Like everything everywhere all at once, even though it's an action movie, sitting there and like realizing what they're trying to tell me, and then sitting with the like, oh my God, and then I just start crying.
A movie that earns its runtime easy.
So that's what I liked about it being so. Also, let's wrap this up soon to keep these short. But I love this movie, and it's not like nostalgia basic. I just watched it. It's not going to be like one of my favorite movies ever, but I think it's really cool because of the effects. First of all, this does not look like it's from 1982. No. This movie looks better than some modern movies. This whole set, dude, like, I want to see the production design of the sets.
I could talk about the production design of Blade Runner forever, and that's, I just watched Fifth Element, which is not nearly as good as Blade Runner, but the production design is so gorgeous that it feels annoying that it's wasted on a somewhat mediocre action movie. But just the world of Blade Runner is so beautiful. It feels like a real world. It doesn't feel like they needed, I don't know. I could sit in that with this.
Feels tangible.
Well, it's because it is. It's sets and miniatures and smoke and.
Exactly. And I really enjoyed that. And I enjoyed that it was a noir, which, not to get into Marvel, but the Secret Invasion is supposed to start off like a noir investigation. And then it's going to feel like an old Western where Nick's walking down the street and he's got to see who's shooting at him. And I like that it's noir investigation movie. And then it transitions to a morally
horror movie.
Like, oh my God, what is this? Also, there's no way Pris wasn't an inspiration for Harley Quinn. Like, there's
She creeps me out so much.
Yeah, dude, that house is creepy. It's Five Nights
at Freddy's. JW's house is a nightmare. And the fact that he is like an engineer who makes them, and he's obsessed with toys because they're kind of just toys, but they're human lives. But are they human? I don't know. I love all that stuff.
Good movie.
But the first time I watched it, I think I loved it. I think I appreciated it and liked it more than I actually enjoyed it. And then I was like, I should give it a second chance. I should watch it on Blu-ray. Each time I watch it, I get more and more. And now it's like happy ritual of, oh my God, it's been 3 months and I haven't watched Blade Runner. Turn on the Blu-ray.
That's how I am with Good Will Hunting, bro. That's so peak.
I'll watch.
So peak. Wait, you've never seen it?
I've seen bits. That's my problem with like half the movie you get is talk about. I know. My problem is I watch so many movies on TV as a teenager.
That's fair. But yeah, Jack, anything? Also, sorry for totally jumping you and ganging up on you.
We're not ganging up on you. I understand what you mean so much. It's just when you say it's the worst movie of all time, I want to hear facts. But No.
See, I don't think this is the worst movie of all time. I just think it's on the list of movies that I would not put in myself. Like, let's see, what do I have at number one for worst movie of all time right now? Because I do have a list.
Captain Marvel, Justice League.
Worst movies of all time. Number one. The Last Jedi.
On mine. No. All right. Pod over. Goodbye, everybody. See you guys next week. Do we even need to continue?
Well, I mean, like, I'm not going to comment on that. We need to make – it's going to be my next movie of the week. It's going to be The Last Jedi. And we're just going to sit.
I'm not even going to show up for that episode. I'll just – oh, God.
Damn it, Jack.
If you said that movie's just mid, I'd be more inclined to agree with you.
I think it's just that, like, it deters so much from what other Star Wars movies are. That if it
That's
was
right, called
something, no, if it was called something else,
the first maybe, Jedi,
like if it had different characters and was called something else, I'd like it more. But there are so many things in that movie that don't make sense. Like,
oh,
it's
no.
Like Fast and Furious of Star Wars.
All right. That's how I feel about episode 9.
Let's keep this into another. Let's not talk about.
Let's not do this now.
Harrison Blade Runner Ford's looks name. Not let's not talk about Star Wars and Harrison Ford's name. Save that for another episode.
Save that for the indie episode.
Yeah. But Blade Runner 1982. Watch the final cut if you watch it.
Yes. I think I have the. I have a different cut, but I have the final cut on Blu-ray. But the director's cut apparently had like bad narration from Harrison Ford that he didn't want to do, and they changed the ending and they like over-explained stuff, and everyone hated it when it came out. And now it's like a cult classic. I love them.
Also, this is Jack's list of the worst movies of all time.
Okay.
The Last Jedi, Van mm-hmm. Forstick, Blade mm-hmm. Runner, Skyfall. Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
I'm done.
No, I'm done. No, that's it. That's all.
Wait, is Star Trek the motion picture on there?
No, Fury is.
Okay. Yeah, we've talked about that because Fury is just fine.
The rest are valid. It's like Dark Tower.
Oh
like,
God, I hate okay, Dark yeah. Tower. Honestly, yeah. Dark Tower might be number one. I might give that a rewatch and put it back through because I'm rewatching some of these because. You know, I'm trying to like
reassess
make sure I feel valid in it. I have not rewatched The Last Jedi yet on this list, but I did rewatch Van Forstick and it jumped to number two. So yeah. The Last Jedi might change spots.
Okay.
I am going to give it another chance. So I'm going to say that. It all might right. move spots.
That's a win for me. That's all I needed to hear.
But like,
yes, sir.
Things like Van Forstick, The Dark Tower, Fury, Skyfall, Last
Fury,
Airbender.
That's still baffling to me.
They're probably going to stay on this list. Axel Ridge is great.
We'll make a separate list. We'll make a separate
okay.
episode.
We'll do a separate episode. Just Jack's yeah, least favorite movie.
This is a
we'll say the definitive episode. Worst movies of all time.
This is a short episode about Blade Runner 1982. Classic. Go watch the final cut. We Funny all snaps. Loved it so much, and I love all my co-hosts. But follow us at Instagram, Good Film Hunting Podcast on Instagram, and then on TikTok, Good Film Hunting, no podcast because we can actually get our username there. But yeah, thank you guys for listening and have a great rest of your day.